You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says Email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, I always like to start with something interesting. How does this sound for dinner? Poison bread sandwiches. Mosquito roasted potatoes. Not appealing. I know, sounds gross, but here's the deal. A popular AI meal planning app called Savvy MealBot from a place in New Zealand, the Pack and Save grocery chain, actually suggested these dishes to customers. I know. And also ones that might actually kill you. One customer reported getting a recipe for chlorine gas. The app called it the aromatic water mix and said, enjoy the refreshing fragrance. Ooh, yikes. Yes, AI. Okay, can't always depend on it, folks. Cannot. All right. I found a recipe from Morocco for homemade dinner rolls. It called for fresh thyme, but mine was outdated, and I used it anyway. And as I look back, I really like that old-time Moroccan roll. Oh, that was a good one. I know it was a long way to go for a glass of water. I agree. And on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome. We're glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. I am, of course, Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations across the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando. And you can also find us as a commercial-free podcast and webcast over inside the Commando community. And how do you get there? Head to commando.com with a K. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a beautiful, bright yellow button that says Commando Community. And a special hello to all of our listeners in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard and Space Force in 175 different countries who are joining us on the American Forces Network Radio. All right, every single day, I just go through so many different websites. It's got to be over 35 right now to make sure that I'm up to date about everything that's happening in the tech universe. So this way, you're also up to date. And here are five things that are happening about tech right now that you need to know about, starting with Elon Musk. Yes, the Cybertruck. He finally said it's going to be released by the end of the year, and he's calling it Tesla's best product ever. Okay. It's a bulletproof pickup that looks like it's from Tron. It's kind of cool. Now, before you rush out to buy one, let me just remind you that Tesla, you know, the company as a whole is not reliable. They've had a lot of staff shakeups, production delays, and a lot of people have died because of these Teslas just veering off the road, and also full self-driving doesn't really work. So here's the deal with the Cybertruck. It's already had its fair share of issues, delays, ballooning costs, even working with stainless steel, which hardly nobody does in cars. Another clue about how it worked, it was supposed to come out in 2021. And what's it year? Yeah, it's 2023. So, of course, you can take Elon Musk's word for it and say, this is going to be really great. It's going to love it. You're going to love it. It's going to be a beautiful thing. But I'm going to take a hard pass, and I'm just going to see what happens. I kind of got burned by buying a Tesla Plaid. Terrible car. I know a lot of people love your Teslas. And I every time I talk about how I hate my Tesla, you seem to want to write me a note and say, I love my Tesla. Hey, you know what? Some people like oranges, other people like apples, okay? You know what? I just didn't like the Tesla. But speaking of recipes, as we did when I just opened up the show, and Elon Musk, he announced that he has a new recipe for chicken soup. That's right. First, you boil the chicken in water, and then you dump the stock. Yes. Moving on to number two, this is an innovative app, and I'm really surprised we didn't have it before now. It's a great solution. There's a new app for first responders. It's called Prepared Live, and it's just catching on across the country with good reason. Here's how it works. Once the dispatcher is sure that a 911 caller is safe, they send a link to the caller's smartphone. The caller taps the link, and then they can start live streaming with the 911 operator. And this will help emergency responders jump right into action when they arrive. It's just so smart, and it's working. Back in June, a couple called 911 to report a break-in to dispatchers. The dispatchers sent them a link. They started recording, and bam, the police were able to make an arrest a few days later. Isn't that amazing? If you are a first responder, if you know one, in case you want to check it out, once again, the app is called Prepared Live. Number three, those travel points that you've been saving for that vacation, you might need to sign in and check them out, because here's what's going on, is that security researchers, they've uncovered some really big weaknesses at points.com. That's a system that a lot of these big travel rewards programs rely on for its software. Well, the bug, the hack, the glitch, whatever you want to call it, it allowed researchers to access 22 million order records containing personal details and maybe even some partial credit card numbers. Another bug, I know, they like to call it bug. It wasn't a bug, it's a problem. It's a glitch, it's a hack. Anyway, enabled an attacker to generate account authorization tokens with just a last name and rewards number, and then they just started taking over all the accounts. So here's the bottom line. If you have a United Mileage Plus, Delta Sky Miles, Hilton Honors, Marriott Bonvoy Rewards, these vulnerabilities could have let thieves access your personal details and then just take all your hard-earned points. So what do you need to do? Sign into those accounts, set up two-factor authentication, change your password, and make sure that all your points are there. Once again, United Mileage Plus, Delta Sky Miles, Hilton Honors, and Marriott Bonvoy. Moving on to number four, AI comes to Walmart. What's going on? They have a new app that's going to help you figure out what should go in your house. It's called View in Your Home. It's augmented reality. Use artificial intelligence. Here's how it works. You just open the Walmart app. You pick from thousands of products at Walmart, furniture, electronics, lighting, and then you put them all in your room through the device's screen. And so you can go ahead and see if that bright blue ottoman is going to look just fabulous in that family room. Now, this isn't the first of its kind. IKEA and Wayfair, they have apps just like this. But Walmart's doing it, so you may hate going to Walmart, but you have to admit, they really do have pretty darn good prices. All right, coming in at number five, the world's psychics never saw this coming. I've never been a big believer in the likes of John Edward or Edgar Cayce or any of these so-called psychics. But if you believe, it may be time to reevaluate, because the future of all clairvoyance with the world that they're supposed to know better than us and what's going to happen, turns out that it's pretty bleak. AI is sending psychics right to the unemployment line. Millions of psychic believers have turned to AI-powered websites and bots. So instead of like driving across town or paying a psychic for a reading, basically, they can just use an online bot that has algorithms and machine learning to say, oh, this is what might be worked out ahead. So the most popular is AI tarot card readings, which is why you may need to reevaluate your beliefs in any type of psychic, because if they couldn't see their own demise coming, how can they see what your future will hold? I mean, I went to a psychic once. I'll tell you this. I knocked on her front door and she yelled, "Who is it?" So I left. You should have known.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Let's get started with Brent in Anaheim, California.
It's such an honor to talk to you. I've subscribed to your newsletter for, oh my gosh, probably 10 years. And
have you? Really? For 10 years, do you think?
Have you been doing it for 10 years? Maybe even more.
Oh, no. No, I have. I'm just curious, because you've been a longtime subscriber. What are you thinking about the new format of the newsletters?
I like it. I think I'd like it better than the other. It's easy to kind of scan through and find what you are particularly interested in. I think the old one, topic that you were interested in, it brought you to, you know, it opened up a new window and it got a little confusing to like where you were.
It did. Yeah. So and then plus, you know, we tried to clean all that up because that was a big complaint. You know, I just want to read. I don't want to have to click through and go to a website and read more about it and then see ads. And then there's also in our newsletters, there's only one ad. That's it. Just one ad. Yeah. So it's not loaded with all these different ads. So I was just curious because we're getting a lot of great feedback. I was just looking at.
Yeah, very down to earth. It's very personal. I like the little humor bits. You know, it just kind of makes it like you're talking to a friend, you know. So it's awesome. I like it.
Well, so Brent, how can I help you?
A couple of weeks ago, you posted a review of the Nextdoor website. I had received an email from them. Well, not really an email. It was just like, click here. And it was like, you know, 52 free things in your area. I'm like, okay, weird. So as I'm looking through this, I'm seeing ads for like free animals. And being in the animal rescue volunteer world for many years, it's well known that these free posts pose as good homes for these animals, and they literally sell them for like scientific experiments. It's a horrible thing. And most rescues will scour through like Craigslist. This was like a Craigslist thing many years ago. So I wrote to, you know, the executives of Nextdoor, and they told me that while they do prohibit the sale of animals, they don't prohibit free under the guise of, you know, rehoming them. So I told them my story, what I told you. I said, it's actually the opposite, because if somebody's going to want to sell an animal, they're not going to want to pay for it just to sell it. So my interaction with Nextdoor was before your article on Nextdoor. So I just kind of put the two together and I said, let me write into Kim and see if there's anything she can do with her platform to perhaps warn people or just say, hey, this is a bad thing. Because I did also make a couple of calls to some animal controls, and they said
let's talk about what we can do, Brent. You know, it's interesting that you got feedback from Nextdoor, and they did write you back, which I think, you know, it says something. I mean, at least they're paying attention, because a lot of these tech companies, they just don't give a crap about anything.
Yeah, and it was actually very swiftly. I think I wrote it Saturday, and they got back to me like Monday.
Which is commendable for them. I'm going to give them a gold star for that. I really will. you know, one of the things that you might want to do is an online petition, because you might be able to gather enough support from people all across the country that could influence Nextdoor's policy if there's enough public pressure. Okay. Of course, change.org. can be used to create this petition. And then now what you have to do is spread the word about the petition. So that's where I'd contact, you know, local animal welfare groups, some veterinarians, your local media there in Orange County, and explain to them what's going on, so that this way you can get enough momentum so that you could go to them and say, listen, we had 10,000 people sign this petition that we want you to stop allowing free animals on Nextdoor, because this is happening. And then, you know, in your petition, when you start putting this up, make sure that you can give a lot of examples, okay? And put pictures up and stories, because if you just come in and say, hey, this is what's happening without any concrete evidence, people are going to be like, oh, come on, Brent. Really? I mean, you know, what are you smoking?
Yeah, where's your proof?
Right. So put up the proof. Put up your opinion. Maybe get some people in the industry who have actually prosecuted some of these cases to give you some good quotes. And there's nothing like photos that will also sway opinions. So, again, that's going to be change.org. Once you get that up, Brent, Give me a call and let's talk about it. All righty then, let's go back to the phones. Monique in Portland, Maine.
I would like to type a diary, so I need a device that's extremely secure and is hack-free. And the only thing I could come up with in my head was the old word processors.
And so why are you concerned about being hacked and that stuff with your diary?
Well, because I'm a very private person, so I don't want anybody to read it.
And then, so what's the purpose of the diary? Is it self-healing? So you can write your own thoughts down? Is that what it is?
Yes.
When I go through traumatic times, I find if I can get my thoughts and feelings out of my head onto a piece of paper, it actually helps me deal with stuff. So I totally get where you're coming from. And it can be very, very personal that you don't want anybody just to pick up and read because you are sharing your innermost thoughts, right? Crazy.
Exactly.
All right. So, you know, you can use Microsoft Word or Apple Pages. And there are certain things that you can do to make sure that that document remains secure. It has built-in encryption. And so that this way it makes it difficult for anybody to access contents of whatever may be written in that diary. You want to be able to store it securely. You can always put a copy of it inside Apple iCloud or Google Drive. And again, all that's encrypted along the way. Obviously, you can put a password on this document as well. And make it a really, really strong password. And always keep your computer secure. So you want to make sure you have security software, antivirus software like TotalAV, the firewalls are turned on. And so with this, you have some sense of security that you whatever you're writing can have multiple passwords. And on your computer itself, you need to have a password so somebody can even sign into your computer.
Okay.
And so you're going to make – number one, you're going to make sure that your computer is locked down. In and of itself. And then with the document, once you use it, has built-in encryption. Just do a search and say Word or Apple Pages. Every program now has its own search and will pull up the steps on how to encrypt a document. And again, make sure that you use really, really strong passwords, something that nobody would ever guess. And Monique, thank you so much for your call. I mentioned this here on the show, and a lot of folks ask me, hey, what was the name of that site again where I could go on and I could rent a swimming pool in my neighborhood for the kids for the rest of the summer? Yes, it's called Swimply, Swimply. They have an app and they also are on the web.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.
All right, let's talk about movie ratings. Because ratings are super important. Okay. So when you say a movie and it's rated G, what does that mean? Okay, that means that the prince gets the girl. Okay, now if the movie's rated PG, the hero gets the girl. If it's rated R, well, that means that the villain gets the girl. And if it's rated X, that just means, well, everyone gets the girl. And on that happy note, I've been looking at the ratings for our newsletters. And here, I'm looking at them right now. We have 3,927 thumbs up, and then we have to add 500 to that. So let's just say it's probably our thumbs up are probably in the, 98% range. And our thumbs down, we have 93 people that gave us thumbs down. So that's like 2%. And so here's the deal. Whenever you get our newsletters, we are asking you at the bottom to rate the newsletters. And we do. We look at every single rating that you give us. So that this way, we keep getting better and better. And our free newsletters, if you're not getting them, you can sign up over at getkim.com. And right now, we're sending out over 500,000 of these bad boys every single day. And joining us right now on the Kim Komando Show is my right hand in the newsletters. Ali Seligman, you're our amazing content queen. And you've been taking a look at the comments, right?
Oh, yeah. I read these daily. I really do. So if you ever submit a comment and think like, I bet no one's even going to see this. I read it. Kim reads it. We all read it.
And then if they're super good, we put it into a group chat.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And maybe we even say them in special voices when it calls for it, right?
It does. Yeah. And, you know what? And you know, because Barry was looking at the ratings, and I said, here, look at these two. Okay. And they were just like, how great the newsletter is and how much they love it. And they start their day. And then right after that, there's like, oh, too many ads. I'm like, it has one ad. Okay. I mean, what do you expect us to do? Just do this for free? I mean, really?
Yeah, we got to run the show somehow, people. Well, I do monitor all these, and we get questions through the newsletters, and some of those we answer in the newsletters themselves. And we thought today it'd be fun. Why don't we just do some here? Hopefully you hear your question. And this can be a reminder to you that you can always reply to that email and send us a note. So if there's something you want to know, something you want us to write about, awesome. We will. First, a little shout out from our pal Steve, who said he learned so much in all caps from us, including this is a tip that I put in because I use it all the time. If you're in a document or on a web page that has text, if you double click, it'll highlight the word. And if you triple click, it'll highlight the whole paragraph.
And love that.
Steve was very glad to learn that. I was too, Steve. A quick one about email from Deb. Now, this one, I have heard other people struggle with this before. She's having random entries pop up on her Outlook calendar, and some are for things that are legitimate, like she'll get her Amazon notification on her calendar, okay? But sometimes scam emails will make it to her calendar, so she got an actual calendar invite about how she was the winner of a sweepstakes, and she needed to respond by this day. She's right. You can turn it off. She couldn't find the setting, but we got you, and we will put this and this all the other steps I talk about in our newsletters, but those get auto-added. If you go into the options, you can turn off something called automatically process meeting requests. So basically, Outlook is saying, what's a meeting? What should I throw on her calendar? And it's picking up the spam, which is not good. But
no.
Again,
nightmare.
Deb will put that in the newsletters for you. A funny one from Dave. You mentioned Taco Tuesday, and I recently heard that Taco Bell arm-twisted a rival into giving up the trademark for Taco Tuesday. What's the truth? Has my beloved Taco Bell become a taco bully?
See, we just answer everything.
Okay? I was just going to say, yeah, we're the source for everything. And you know what, Dave? I looked it up for you. I did. Yes, Taco John's held the trademark since 1989. And then Taco Bell filed a petition with the patent office to say, you know what? Nobody should own this. This should be free for us all to use. And so Taco John's gave it up. They said, doesn't feel right, but we don't want to pay all the money to defend this.
Oh, okay.
Taco Tuesday.
All right.
This is one we've gotten several times, actually. My laptop or my PC can't update to Windows 11. I'm on Windows 10. When do I need to update? Am I like, is the clock ticking? Good news is you have a little bit of time. Windows 10 is going to reach end of support October 14th, 2025. So you got some time with your computer.
Yes.
Don't rush out and buy one. In fact, if you're happy with your machine now, just wait, because we know the technology is going to change enough by 2025 that, you know, a machine you buy now will be updated. Our pal Lynn wanted to see steps to customize an Android phone. She's not sure what's out there, but she wants to personalize her phone, wallpapers, launchers, and all that. I am not going to go into all the details here, but I just wanted to say, good for you, Lynn, making your phone cooler.
Yeah.
I do that too.
Yes.
I have an Android and I use Nova Launcher Prime. That's the big one. It's been around since like 2012. We will put all the links for you in the newsletter. Oh, this is a good one. Kim, you like this. Tina said that she loves the content, but she wants to be able to click on a headline and read it on the website so she can share with her friends on social media. Tina, We already thought of that. So
thank you, Tina.
Two things. If you notice in the newsletter, there are little social media icons. If you click one, you can share it right to your social that way. You can also email it. You can grab the link and you can send it to somebody however you want. Also, all of our top stories do end up on the website. If there's something that you want to see that is not there, send us a note. We'll help you out.
Exactly. We're always here for you.
We really are. Okay, couple more quick ones. Email is a huge topic because I guess everybody has email troubles. Somebody wanted to know, are email addresses forever, or is it possible to deactivate? I want to get down to one email address. You can, right? You can asked to deactivate or, you know, get rid of an email address. Depending on the provider, it takes a while. So Yahoo, it's like 90 days, Outlook, 60 days. AOL keeps it for 180 days. And
me too.
Yeah. Presumably this is like, oh, I changed my mind, or I didn't realize that all my passwords for or my codes for this account goes to that email address. If you are going to do this, think very carefully about what goes there and if you need it. I would say for a good long while, just forward that mail to the email address that you actually want to check. And we have all the steps for that over on the site.
A lot easier.
Yeah.
Just a ton easier.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And finally, Kathy says, my Gmail account gets about 70 spam emails a day. Actually spam. Gmail has no answer. They just say to report them. I have another email account that gets no spam. Any idea what's happening? If I had to guess, you gave your email address to someone or somewhere or yes. put it somewhere that it ended up on a spam list, which is a bummer.
Or maybe her Gmail address, she's had it for so long that she was like one of the beginning people. and she has like, you know, like hottina@gmail.com or something like that.
Yes, for sure. And that is such a good point, Kim, that people will actually, spammers will just type in, yeah, this should be a real email address, right? Or they'll just generate like, yeah, this is probably a real address. And so sometimes you'll get random mail that's like, what, where did this come from? And that's really just from them trying to guess if you're a real person or not with a real email address.
Well, there must be a lot of people in Indonesia and also some Pakistani state or some Stan state that have my Gmail address, because every day I get something like, you signed up for like the Indian version of Tinder or something like that. I don't want hot girls. Okay, stop.
Oh, man. I wish it was that Barry was pranking you, but I don't think so.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, Kathy, you might be out of luck on that email address. You might need to start fresh. And if you do and you use Gmail, do that little alias trick where at the end of your email address, you put a plus sign and then whatever you're signing up for, put a word there to remind yourself what it is. And then if somebody ever does sell your email address or, you know, give it away to a list, you'll know who the culprit was.
Well, I have some of my favorites. I like this one. I'm not going to give out the guy's email address, but he says he gave us a thumbs up and he said, my wife says of your jokes, you are going to die a very lonely woman.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Okay. That was not nice to say. Okay. And then there was this one. I sent you this one this morning. Gave me a thumbs down. Gave us a thumbs down. It says, quoting anything done by the Washington Post ruins your reputation enough to permanently delete your app because of your exceptionally poor judgment.
Don't.
I'm not going to give out the guy's full email address, but his name is Hunter. Okay. So
interesting.
Washington Post, Hunter.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have any interesting ones?
I did have one more little thank you, because people are absolutely loving these quick little tricks that we're putting in our tech hacks email. And somebody, they didn't leave their name, but we had a tip that was basically like how to pause, rewind, and fast forward a video with just your keyboard. So K to pause, J to rewind, L to fast forward. And the person said, I have always wondered why YouTube doesn't have those functions. And now I know the secret. And that alone was worth reading this entire email.
Well, and see, I love getting feedback like that, because we are making a difference. And I love all the people that say they're starting their day with our newsletter.
I know. So nice, right?
Routine. There was one woman who said that she was glad that she gets it so early, because she gets up at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to take her dog out. And that's when she reads the newsletter. Whoa. I'm like, I wanted to write her back, say, you know what? You need to make that dog sleep till like 7, okay, or 6.
And maybe she's in Phoenix and it's too hot.
That could be it. That could be it. All right. So here's the deal, is that if you're not already getting the newsletters, make sure that you sign up. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. That's getkim.com. Sign up for the free newsletters. You know, and I've been getting feedback that my jokes are sometimes in broken English. So I'm going to give you one in Spanish right now. You ready? Uno. Oh, that was bad. All right, Allie, you're doing great on the newsletters. Appreciate all your hard work. And yes, make sure that you do sign up for the newsletters, because let me tell you, Allie and I, we work together on these things all day long, I swear. So Allie's parents love them. My family loves them, and we know that you will too. So again, sign up at getkim.com. And Allie, once again, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, think about all the home movies that you have on VHS tapes. And so what you might want to do is look at a VHS to DVD converter. It has a VHS player on one side and a DVD recorder on the other. But, you know, that's still looking at old tech. And then you can also try services like Legacy Box or SouthTree or iMemories. I mean, you're going to send them your tapes. They're going to return them along with DVDs. And if you need links to these sites, or as well as our recommendations on products that you can transfer all this stuff with on your own over on Amazon, just hit the website. That's commando.com and search for VHS tapes.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Bruce in Chicago, welcome to the show.
I was just calling to ask you about, I got suspended permanently from Twitter for supposedly using violent rules against violent speech. And I was just wondering if you knew anything about that.
Well, what happened?
Well, there was a video and I commented on it. It was a truck. I think it was in England, and a truck was trying to get through a road, and these people were sitting in the on the ground. And then I just commented that run their A over. And they called that violent speech.
And so now you're permanently banned from Twitter.
Yeah, I'm permanently banned. I'm at read only, and only so many tweets per day. Like 20 tweets or something.
And then, so did you appeal this?
I appealed it, and they sent me back a note and said that that wasn't good enough, and you're still suspended. Okay. And I don't know how to get back on with them.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're probably not going to switch their opinion or sway their opinion or anything by what you say, because once it's done, I think it's you get that big black check mark on your next your name, and that's just going to be it. You know, some things that you could do is, I mean, you could consider creating a new account, but when you create the new account to circumvent a suspension, that violates all of Twitter's rules, so it's kind of a last resort, and just know that it's, you know, it could have some risk involved with that. You might want to try some other platforms. There's Blue Sky. I don't know if you've heard about Blue Sky, but this is actually put together by Twitter's former CEO and founder, Jack Dorsey. Now, there is a waiting list for that. There's also Threads, and that's from Meta, and that traffic is down like 80% since launch. So I don't know what's going to really happen with Threads if it's a long-term proposition. But, you know, that's one of the considerations when you get onto Twitter, is that because you're not paying for the service, they get to make the rules, and you have to live by the rules. And you know, if there's a protest, you want the truck to run over people, that could be considered violence, and they want to, you know, basically get that off the service. Now, I know at the same time you're like, well, what about all the terrorists and rapists and murderers and kiddie porn people that are still on the service? Yeah, I get all that. But again, you sign up for the service for free, they get to make the rules, and what you did went against the rules. So you probably are looking at maybe going to a different service like Blue Sky and Threads, and then just be more careful what you say in the future. Bruce, thank you for your call. All right, I always say free apps aren't really free. You know that. You definitely pay a price. With what? Your privacy. These app developers are harvesting all your data, and they just sell it off willy-nilly. But here's the thing. When it comes to certain apps, you don't even need them because your phone already has all these functionality and these features just built right in. Like, for example, if you think you need a QR scanner app to read a restaurant menu, no way. Your phone's built-in camera can already scan QR codes. You just point the camera at the code, and then you go to a connected website. Now, how about scanning documents? You don't need an app for that, okay? Your iPhone's built-in Notes app, super convenient, it's great. If you're on Google, use Google Drive on your Android device because it can also act as a document scanner. Now, what if it's a sensitive document? Do you really want it in the hands of some strange app? No way. Okay, saving your phone's battery. Oh, that's always a big one in the App Store. Don't download a thing. What you need to do is just be smart about it. Your phone already has built-in tools. What you want to do is make sure that you turn down the screen's brightness and then take a look. You really want to limit the apps that are running in the background. And be sure to tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show, because knowledge is power, and you can find me 24/7 at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.